Hi, I'm Manos. This is Maria, founders and directors of the EV Real Estate Group, and welcome to On the Couch with
Manos and Maria.
That's it.
So this is where we go behind the scenes to uncover what makes entrepreneurs and industry providers, business owners, tick, and also what they think of the future in real estate.
We're really looking forward to sharing all the inside stories of what it actually takes to run a really successful business, whether you're starting out, whether you're thinking about starting your own business, whether you're currently running a real estate agency, and how you can obviously make it better. So, hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of On the Couch with Manos, and we do have both of us back.
Yes.
Maria's back from her overseas trip.
It's where great to be back.
Yes, and yes. You had some fun time, and we purchased a property over there that we've been looking for some time.
Yeah, and we're going back there with a whole group in June for our conference, our EV conference, so we're really looking forward to that. So we'll be there June and a little bit of July.
And we'll send you some pics from there.
Yeah.
But today we have a really special guest, a really great topic, something that most business owners really absolutely love, probably the best part of real estate. And we're going to be talking about trust accounting today.
Look how excited sales. He is.
I'm excited.
Oh.
I love trust accounting. I love the process. We should really talk about how we started our trust accounting process. But look, our special guest today is our auditor, Naomi Strong from Strong Consulting. And welcome to the show, Naomi.
Thanks, Manos.
It's good to have you on board.
Yeah. Likewise, good to be here.
Awesome. Let's just start with your story. So why trust accounting? When did you start and how long have you been in the business?
So we're public practice accountants and we specialise in audit and compliance in the real estate industry, which is quite unusual for accountants.
Yes.
Usually they'll diversify, but we chose to target the real estate industry. We saw that there was a need in the industry for accountants with a particular skill set and an understanding, a good sound knowledge of the industry and how it worked, because it was lacking in many areas. So we just started a business.
How long ago?
About 7 or 8 years ago now.
8 years ago. And now you've got a team of?
Of 6 people. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Four that work in audit and 2 admin support staff. And we're out there trying to improve the processes and procedures, some of the internal bits and pieces in offices, as well as provide an audit service.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and I think that's really important to understand is there's one thing getting your books audited, and we'll talk about the process of getting your books audited, but it's also important that your team are trained, and with yourself, you do go into organisations and train the team to make sure that they know the process of audit.
As in the real estate
agency, the client. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's an education process, and sometimes it takes years to fully bed down some of the concepts, but we get there in the end eventually with all our clients. Yeah.
But let's give the audience an overview of what trust accounting is, and I'll go back to my initial introduction where our entrance into real estate was, if people have read our book, was quite unconventional. I came into it kicking and screaming, but I remember
telling that story. He loves telling everybody,
but it's the truth.
That you came into it kicking and screaming. You're not kicking and screaming anymore.
Yeah, no. So there's
loving
hope
now.
For everyone. You don't have to love this business when you enter it. You get to love it. But it's really important. So I had no idea what trust accounting was. I didn't know what a trust account was. So when Maria first came into our office and she presented me with a check for a deposit on a property, I thought it was money that we could actually put into a general account to use for our cash flow. And
we shouldn't be saying this live.
No, we are saying it live. But I think it's important to understand as you know, 13 years ago, that's where we came from.
Yeah.
And then Maria looked at me and goes, no, I think it needs to go into a trust account. It wasn't like, at least you knew that.
I did.
It needed to go into a trust account.
I did.
So we were operating a business, in the first 2 weeks, making a sale, and we hadn't even opened up a trust account. So we fumbled through that, and of course, that was a great journey for us. The obstacle made us look at our operation and find out everything that really needed to be done. So that's where I got really passionate about the process of auditing and the importance of it and finding out how do you comply with legislation. But most sales agents, let's be truthful, they progress into a business. The last thing that they're thinking about is the auditing process, the sales trust, our obligation.
Compliance.
The compliance.
Running up the business, yeah. Business management.
That's so right. What advice would you give to someone who is currently running an office and someone who's looking at starting their own office?
Education. It's education. Education is definitely an understanding of the processes, but the problem is with trust accounting, there isn't a course that anybody can go and do. You can't, and
it's incorporated within the license, but it's not a big part of it, and it's really
doesn't cover.
It's not reality in that. It's two totally different things.
It's very different. Very different. But for a new business owner and existing business owners, if you engage a company like ours, like Strong Consulting, we come in and do a compliance check. We cover off on a range of areas. We look at files. We look at the trust accounting. We look at agents' representative documentation and make sure that that's all in order. And anything that isn't, we then address and try and educate staff and directors as to their responsibilities. And then we come back for two visits every year and make sure that these various aspects are in order. And if they're not, we go over it again and again and again until we get it right.
Yeah.
Because and the auditing is time sensitive issue. Under legislation. So I know you operate a majority in Victoria, but you also do Queensland.
Some Queensland.
We're also talking about expanding statewide or nationwide, I should say. So that's going to be an exciting process. Mm-hmm. Auditing is a compliance issue to make sure that you're compliant with the relevant acts, but not only in the trust accounting side of it, in sales and rentals, but also engaging with employees and making sure that their documentation your agent's representative. So the auditor's role does extend further.
The auditor's role does extend further in some situations. So we value add. So we provide a whole range of additional services. Just it's part of what we do.
Talk to us about that. Can you go through those or some of them?
Well, typically a trust account audit is just about the trust accounting.
Mm-hmm.
However, we might look at your compliance in terms of letterhead, so corporate stationery, for example. There's a good one.
Yeah,
I don't think there's very, very few offices that I've walked into that actually have compliant letterhead. Corporate stationery.
And what do you need to have on your letterhead? If you can give us an example, you need to have the company name, the license name.
The company name, the trading name, ABN, ACN, and that's about it as far as the Victorian legislation goes.
Yeah. In the past, we also had to nominate the officer and effective control.
The directors, etc., that sort of thing.
That but doesn't need to happen anymore.
That legislation changed a couple of years ago. I am following it every now and then. So
So what else do you look at as a value add when you're looking at the?
So when we look at we'll look at the files and the trust accounting as a combined process. If we can see areas where a business can be more efficient or save some money, we'll definitely give that advice. Perhaps as a very basic example, perhaps you're printing half a tree every time you produce your end of month report. We can minimise the printing in that sense.
Yeah.
Maybe you're overstaffed. We can look at numbers compared to the amount of rental properties property managers are managing. There's a whole range of.
So you do a full audit, and you've looked at businesses that actually do all the trust accounting inside. You've got clients that do internally, and then some others that actually outsource that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what the positives and the minuses and the pluses of each one, and what do you think?
It's very much it's very much an individual decision for each business, I think. Sometimes it can work better to have an external trust accountant. Typically, external trust accountants know exactly what they're doing. My admin partner, for example, is a very good one.
My admin partner is a separate company that does purely sales trust accounting for sales offices throughout Australia. The majority of the EVU group use my admin partner for their sales trust account, and we have a per deal basis charge. Extremely cost effective. And for us, the reason we've chosen to outsource our trust accounting is twofold. One, the human resource to have a capable in-house person to do your trust accounting, to be knowledgeable in all aspects of legislation, compliance with law, is extremely important. And someone like that, you're probably they're in the vicinity of 70, 80, maybe sometimes 90,000 per year. Would that be a fair remuneration for an in-house trust account person to be doing doing your books. Would that be about right? Or
I think it can vary.
Yeah,
it varies. But yeah, look, as an average rough estimate, something like that. Yes, definitely.
So having that, obviously, that expertise and the day-to-day knowledge that they have, transacting so many.
It's efficient.
Also, when they go on holidays, if they're in-house, absolutely. When they go on holidays, yeah. someone else has to do it. When you're outsourced, you've got a team of, I don't know, half a dozen to eight people there that they cover each other, and you know that it's always done.
That's right.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add to that or in regards to outsourcing or in-house?
I don't think so. Look, in my experience, if it's, for example, if they're using my admin partner, I would definitely recommend them to go the external route. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And for those people that have internal team members who actually do the trust accounting for them, whether it be rentals and sales, is there anything in particular that should look out for? So as an owner, the last thing on your mind is, have I reconciled? End of month rollover, just sign off on the rollover. It's there are some important aspects that the office, especially the directors and office of effective control, they're obligated to know. So is there any aspects of a team member that they can provide some information back to the director on a consistent basis and say everything is fine? Is it reconciling every day? Is it reconciling at the end of the week? What are the sort of warning signs? Or tell us some stories of some...
Well, technically, the officer in effective control should understand their responsibilities and should understand that
there's a big tip within
14 days of the end of the month. Again, I think it comes back to education. So we run various courses. We deliver training because we're specialists in the field. We deliver training to some of our clients and run courses in trust accounting, in officer and effective control responsibilities and duties. Yeah.
And try and educate them. And do you do those? Do you go to your client to actually train? Or
yes,
do you
usually. Usually. But yeah, trying to educate directors, as you say. Often directors are salespeople that have been fantastic at what they do, very successful, and they want to take that extra step and open their own business and make a whole lot of money, and that's fantastic, and all credit to them, and they should. But they're not the best business people. So I think having a good trust accountant, whether it's in-house or external. Is very important. But again, they still need to understand some.
They need to understand it, but you know what? And it's not that you're not good. They could be good at it. I'm just speaking from my behalf. It's just that you don't. And we've talked about this before with other interviews. You don't have time to do everything. If you're training people, you know, you're hiring, so you're recruiting, then you're training, you're running sales meetings, you are listing and selling as a managing director because, you know, you need to get the business started, especially at the beginning, and get the leads happening within the office. That last thing that, you know, it will be in your mind.
That's correct.
It will be doing the trust accounting.
Yes.
So that's where you need a really good person to overlook it and or even outsource it. So you don't have to worry about it.
To be honest, at least with outsourcing, you have a guarantee of a level of quality.
Yeah.
And this is the problem that I see in many of the real estate agencies. So unfortunately, the legislation and the framework that we work under in this state doesn't require any sort of particular qualification to be a trust accountant. There's no police check required. It's not like being an agent's representative and working in the industry where you have to be registered with the BLA and certain checks are put in place and balances.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. There is zero, no, nothing. Zero. You can pull anybody off the street and they can operate your $5 million trust account.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Okay, that's scary.
And they have access to those funds.
And it is scary, and I'm a big advocate for change in that area, and I'm in the process of actually writing a trust accounting course to deliver because we need it. And I've been in discussions with the RARV about a particular qualification, so that trust accounts have to be qualified, and also with the Business Licensing Authority, there should be a register. Trust accountants should be registered and they should be required to have a police check. They're the people dealing with the money directly. It's vital. So,
but because it's not legislation,
you
can go to best practice. Not everything has to be legislated before you implement. Absolutely. So for my admin partner, we select a admin partner. It's a fully licensed state agent, 30 years in the business, and their team is also
licensed. The checks and balances are in there.
Yeah. So that's one great thing about outsourcing. But again, if you're going to
keep it in-house,
just do your checks and balances.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure you have the right people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. To give you a story, actually, there was a fraud at one of my client's offices, which we investigated. It was only for a small dollar amount, a few thousand dollars. This person was sacked, effectively, asked to leave, and they popped up 3 or 4 months later at another client of mine. So, you know, you need to be careful.
Yeah, extremely careful. But isn't interesting. And the obligation to a director and officer in effective control, if money goes missing out of the trust account, it is the director's and officer's effective control obligation, responsibility to
put a straight back, replace
the fund. So I'll give you an example of what happened to us in the first 6 months of opening up the EView trust account. We had $1,500 siphoned from the account from fraudulent activity, not from an internal. It was totally online. But that $1,500, I rang up our auditor at the time. What do I need to do? He goes, take out $1,500 from your general account and put it straight into the trust account. And I said, yeah, but that wasn't my fault. He goes, it doesn't matter.
You're responsible.
Mm. So until the bank could do their internal investigation and refund our $1,500, that was our obligation. Mm. And that goes for sales, trust accounts, and for rentals.
Well, trust accounts hold public money. So if there's money that's gone missing out of it, you're using someone else's money to prop up. Mm. Other transactions, so that's why you have to transfer the general account fund.
And as business owners, should we have two trust accounts? If you're running a rental department and a sales department, what's your recommendation?
Again, it depends on the individual businesses. I've got some startup businesses that are just happy to run with one trust account at the moment. Once you get bigger, it would be my advice to set up two separate trusts.
To separate it, to keep it clean.
It's cleaner. It also depends on ownership and unit trusts and what sort of structures you've got in place. So.
And it's not a lot of money to operate a separate trust account through the bank and all that. It's just the auditing of two separate trust accounts at the end of the day.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And also somebody to process those two trust accounts. So,
day to day.
It depends. The day to day processing, yeah.
Okay.
True. Absolutely.
Awesome. So, yeah, I reckon we'll get on to the fast five. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah.
Is there anything that really stands out in your experience in the last, you know, few years of doing trust accounting and auditing, some last tips to any budding business owners?
Look, I think you need to understand your end of month reconciliations. I think you need to understand where areas of fraud are possible. Make sure you've got good staff that you can trust.
Yeah.
And continual train continually.
Train continually, absolutely. Mm. A little bit hard to do when there's not a trust accounting course available at the moment, but there will be soon. So watch this space.
Awesome.
Good on you, Naomi. Awesome. That's fantastic. It's good to see, you know, people just taking it, being so passionate about what you do and actually taking it up to yourself to provide something to the industry that's not there already, which is, you know, amazing. Mm. I was going to ask you another thing. We haven't done it before, but I thought I'll throw it at you and just see, you know, and I didn't ask you before, so this is completely, you know,
off the cuff.
Yes. I was wondering if you had an offer for our viewers maybe with your business. Like a free health check or an offer for the first five that would maybe pick up the phone and ring and mention our show. What does everybody think of that?
I just came out of it.
Yeah,
great idea.
Sure. The first five or ten, whatever you like. I don't mind.
It's up to you.
Well, our business could go and do a health check, a compliance check, and give them a written report on areas of concern that they might like to address. And
awesome. Great idea, Maria.
Yeah. Awesome.
So everyone can go to Strong Consulting Services. So it's strongconsultingservices.com.au or contact Naomi. I'll share your telephone number. It's 1-300-721-356. So it's 1-300-721-356. So I'll say the first five to call Naomi can get a free health check on their business.
I just thought, I was thinking about it before the fast five. I thought I might start doing that because then, you know, that it gives our viewers some value and it also gives your business, you know, some good new people to meet and new clientele. Fast five, are you ready?
No.
Of course you are. You've been doing great. Okay. As a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A marine biologist.
Marine biologist. Well, we haven't had that one, have we?
No.
That's miles awesome. Away from what you're doing.
It's completely different, yes. It's okay. Funny how life leads you in
yes.
Isn't
different
amazing?
Directions. It is.
Name an achievement that you're most proud of.
Probably my son. Is that that's a bit of slightly boring
no,
answer, but it's true.
No.
I would I say the same.
Awesome.
Actually, on a second note, probably my business too. I'm really proud of my business. I was a
hope
senior.
Your son's not watching.
No, that's it's the business is slightly below my son. He's up there.
Sensational.
Creating the business from effectively nothing
from
and being a single mom at the time and putting myself through uni and all that sort of stuff. To
good on you.
Yeah,
that's
being
huge.
Where we are now.
You should be proud.
Yeah, which is good.
Number three, what is the next item on your bucket list?
Oh, I'm about to hike Kinabalu, Kota Kinabalu, the volcano in Borneo. So that's a bit
awesome.
Of a bucket list item. Yeah.
Awesome.
A few things like that. Mm-hmm.
How long, like what?
Oh, it's not a big hike. I did Kokoda a few years ago, so that was a bit bigger. But this is just I think it's interesting.
Something
it's in Borneo,
to do.
It's a volcano, it's two days,
awesome.
It's 4,000 metres.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Good on you. Who do you admire the most within the industry and why? The real estate industry, or it could be your industry, the trust again.
The real estate industry. Oh, that's a good question. Okay, I admire Alex Malley, who is the CEO of CPA.
Yeah,
probably the most. I think he's very proactive. He's very personable. I think the way that he communicates with the public and the different appearances he makes these days in the TV show and things he's got going is excellent.
I'm in the middle of reading his book, latest book,
okay.
And it's excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really interesting fellow.
Fun.
He's fun.
Fun.
That's
I
true.
Can't believe
he's
it.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Accountants do have personality.
Yes.
Yeah, they
amazing.
Do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
And if your life was a book, what would the title be? It's number five.
He's throwing such hard ones at
me. No, they're not hard.
If my life was a book, what title? You can overcome anything. Definitely.
Love it.
You can overcome anything.
Love it. You can overcome everything.
Yep.
That's excellent.
Anything.
Anything and everything.
Anything.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
It's been amazing to have you on board.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know it's a topic, trust accounting is a topic that many people don't really want to get into, but it's such an important part of the business. And thank you for sharing your story and your knowledge. And look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And maybe to another interview later on.
Yes.
Well, maybe. You never know.
See, it wasn't that hard.
It wasn't that hard.
Thank you. So good to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you,
guys.
Yeah. Thanks for watching and look forward to seeing you at the next episode.